Does time work miracles? If something is impossible, does it become possible or even probable if you give it enough time? That's the provocative subject we'll be exploring on today's Creation Moment. And now, our host, Paul Taylor.
It has been said that if you take a frog and turn it into a man by adding a kiss, you have a fairy tale. But if you take a frog and turn it into a man by adding millions of years, you have science. It seems that many people think that if you add millions of years, the impossible becomes possible. Even the most committed evolutionists admit that our knowledge of how things work makes it hard to explain how life could develop all by itself from non-living stuff. The late George Wald, who taught biology at Harvard, said just this in an article in Scientific American. He was marveling at life and all its complex systems when he penned some of the most famous words ever offered by an evolutionist. He wrote, "The time with which we have to deal here is of the order of 2 billion years. What we regard as impossible on the basis of human experience is meaningless here. Given so much time, the impossible becomes possible, the possible becomes probable, and the probable becomes virtually certain. One has only to wait. Time itself performs the miracles." Notice how Professor Wald admits the need for miracles to produce life. Will huge amounts of time, time we know didn't exist, create these miracles? Not at all. A fundamental law tells us that if something won't happen by itself in a short period of time, it's virtually certain it won't happen over a long period of time. It's true. If you reject Almighty God as your creator, you will find another false god to work miracles. For many evolutionists, that false god is time.
Thanks for listening to today's Creation Moment. And please tell your friends that they, too, can hear us every weekday on this radio station.